everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Postmodern Realities Podcast, brought to you by the Christian Research Institute and the Christian Research Journal. I'm Melanie Cogdill, Managing Editor of the Christian Research Journal. It's October 2024, and this is episode 414, which is a conversation about paranormal activity on Skinwalker Ranch in Utah, which is featured on a TV series on the History Channel. On this episode, I'm joined by Lindsay Medenwalt, who is the Director of Ministry Operations at Mama Bear Apologetics. She is also the author of the book Bridge Building Apologetics. Lindsay holds a master's in apologetics and ethics from Denver Seminary, a JD from St. Mary's School of Law, and a master's in public administration from Midwestern State University. Lindsay has written an online exclusive feature article for the Christian Research Journal, and her article is called Strange Happenings in Utah, The Phenomenon of Skinwalker Ranch. And you can read her article completely for free at our website, equip.org. That's EQUIP.org. Lindsay, it's good to have you on the podcast again.
Hi, Melanie. It seems like I was just here. I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, I just wanted to let our listeners know that sometimes in October, we cover some topics that are of interest, at least in the West, especially the United States, this time of year in October, because during October, people celebrate Halloween. And so there's an increased interest in topics dealing with the paranormal and the occult and things like extraterrestrials and the like. And Lindsay has covered some of that for us in the past. She's written on the increase of witchcraft due to social media and also tarot cards. So we will be linking those two articles and that content in the show notes if people are interested in our replies to how Christianity answers those topics and if Christians should be involved in those. But today we want to talk about a show that's newer on the History Channel. Now, as you may know, Lindsay has done quite a few articles as well as some podcasts that I've done with her on ancient aliens. There's just a huge interest in ancient aliens and extraterrestrials, if they exist, and did they come to our planet a long time ago? And so today we're talking about something on the History Channel called Skinwalker Ranch, and it's a little bit adjacent to the ancient alien interest and phenomenon. So we've talked about that, as I mentioned in the past. We're also going to link that in the show notes, but tell me a little bit about this particular show on the History Channel called The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. That's kind of a spooky title, Skinwalker. The fifth season was just released. So tell us a little bit about the show and what do they try to do on the show?
Yeah, Melanie, this is a wildly popular show that I had never heard of. When I got assigned this topic, I honestly hadn't heard of it and started doing research very quickly and realized that people are quite interested in what's happening at this place. It's a 512-acre piece of property in Utah. It's in the Uinta Valley. It's just south of Navajo Nation. So if people can kind of picture that on a map now, about 2.5 hours east of Salt Lake City. So that's where it's located. And it's apparently had a lot of strange occurrences, especially over the last 30 or 40 years, although some strange occurrences have happened hundreds of years ago. And that has caught the interest of some people, especially the current owner, and the History Channel. The History Channel has, I think, made a lot of money off of ancient aliens. They have spawned different shows, including Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. And in this show, they show a team of people who are investigating different paranormal occurrences that seem to be happening on the ranch. And like I said, this has sort of caught fire with people. In fact, they've had several celebrities visit the ranch, including Jack Osborne, who's the son of Ozzy Osborne, Post Malone, and even Blink-182's lead vocalist, Tom DeLonge, who's actually come out a lot in Ancient Aliens and other programming about extraterrestrials to talk about his belief in the paranormal. So it sort of makes sense. But the bottom line is that this ranch is getting a lot of attention lately.
So that is really interesting that it's kind of, like you said, got this paranormal vibe to it, which has made people interested. And you mentioned hundreds of years ago as well. So who is involved with this show about the secrets of Skinwalker Ranch? And we just kind of alluded to it, but is there any connection with Ancient Aliens? And I guess before we even get started with just talking about the show, we've mentioned the word paranormal. So what does that encompass in terms of subject matter? Is it just ghosts or, you know, because again, people are interested in this in, you know, this month in October because of Halloween.
Right. Paranormal can encompass a broad scope of things, not just ghosts. We also see it with something called ESP or extrasensory perception, the use of psychics or tarot cards to determine the future. But we also see it in what most people will say has to do with ETs, at least people who believe in paranormal activities, crop circles, the appearance of UFOs or UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, or other things that would be attributed to extraterrestrials, even alien abductions would be considered paranormal. So the easiest definition of paranormal then is anything that is beyond the scope of scientific explanation. But of course, this show is designed to give scientific credibility to the paranormal. So what we see is there's a person, his name is Travis Taylor. He has been recruited to join this team of investigators at Skinwalker Ranch. As what happens in Ancient Aliens, right? They try to give credibility to the show by frequently bringing on one or two guests who might have advanced degrees in science or some other relevant field like archaeology. But here, the headliner is somebody with multiple advanced degrees from legitimate sources. Travis Taylor has two PhDs and a few master's degrees as well in relevant fields like optical science and engineering and astronomy from Auburn University and the University of Alabama at Huntsville. So he's definitely has this education that backs up some of the things that he's talking about. He seems to be well-read and well-versed in the field. He also has a history of appearing on Ancient Aliens. So that's sort of the direct connection is viewers might recognize him from Ancient Aliens and say, oh, I saw him there, which tells you then that he may be coming into this a little bit more biased than a scientist typically would when they're investigating something. Now, it's typical for a scientist to have a hypothesis, but I think his hypothesis is the paranormal result. He wants there to be evidence of extraterrestrial activity at Skinwalker Ranch. And that becomes really evident as he continues to talk and lead this team in various experiments. He also was a part of the UAP task force, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, that released that grainy video of a UAP from the Pentagon a few years ago. And he was part of that task force. It's unclear exactly what his role was on that task force, although I have seen the title chief scientist floated around his name sometimes. But yeah, he was involved in that. So he's not new to this conversation about extraterrestrials or the paranormal. The rest of the cast, however, doesn't seem to really be educated in a field of relevance. They are security officers, managers, superintendents of the ranch, caretakers of the ranch. These are people that don't seem to have a background in science, and yet they're part of this team that's supposed to be doing scientific experiments on the ranch. It just seems to me, Melanie, that if you were going to hire a team of people to perform scientific experiments on a ranch or anywhere really, you would have more than one scientist on that team. And from what I can tell, this team only features one scientist. And really, it's his opinion that runs the show. That's not to say that they don't bring on guests like they do at Ancient Aliens, right? They occasionally will bring on guest scientists to add even another layer of credibility to the show. But really, it is Travis Taylor and his voice that is giving the sense of credibility that we feel when we watch this particular show about Skinwalker Ranch.
As I've noted, with regard to paranormal activity and ancient aliens, Lindsay has covered a lot of different topics with this angle. So if you are interested in further study on the occult and some of the adjacent kind of topics in the paranormal that are very popular this time of year, I would suggest that you go to our website, equip.org, where you can read her article on Edgar Cayce called Edgar Cayce, the Would-Be Sleeping Prophet. She has also covered for us ancient aliens, pyramids, and the Great Sphinx of Giza. Also, she has covered ancient aliens and the Bible, what the popular television series says about extraterrestrials in scripture. And some of our most popular articles on ancient aliens has been written by Lindsay. You can search for her article on Corey Good, the time-traveling secret space program whistleblower, as well as one of her very most popular articles, which is the History Channel's New Age guru, David Wilcock, which on YouTube, when we posted that podcast episode there from the Postmodern Realities, has gotten more than 14,000 views. So it is very popular, the whole subject of paranormal activity, the occult, ancient aliens, and especially that program on the History Channel. So for further study, go to our website, equip.org, and look up any of those articles, and you will really get a deep dive into this whole situation of ancient aliens and the paranormal. Well, I also want to thank you for faithfully listening to this podcast. We have other occult-related things coming up in the month of October, but we would love for you to get the word out, as always. So, of course, share this podcast with friends, let them know about it, and where you ever you listen to your podcast, specifically, I'd say Apple, which I normally say, and also on Spotify if you get your podcast there, please rate or review us. And also, if you have a comment that you would like addressed about one of our articles and any of these podcasts, please do contact us at response@equip.org. That's where we will receive any letters to the editor that you send us about our content. Well, now back to my conversation with Lindsay Medenwalt about Skinwalker Ranch in Utah and the History Channel series. Well, one of the people that is part of this team on the show is the guy that owns the ranch. And so give us a little bit about his background. How did he come to own the ranch, and why is he interested in kind of uncovering the secrets? Did he name it Skinwalker Ranch, or, you know, tell us a little bit about just his involvement in terms of bringing this phenomenon or his property to the History Channel.
The current owner, Melanie, is Brandon Fugel, and he bought the ranch in 2016. He did not name the ranch. That happened, I believe, in the 30s when it was purchased by another couple who owned it for a few years. As far as Brandon Fugel's involvement and why he purchased the ranch, he is a real estate guy. He has a lot of real estate. He appears to be quite wealthy based on where they meet him. They seem to go to the city and meet in big conference rooms to talk about the things that they're discovering on the ranch with Brandon and other people. And as far as why he purchased the ranch, he bought it intentionally to run scientific experiments on it. He had heard about these so-called paranormal things that were happening and became really interested in proving it and seeing if it was not just natural. He claims that he thought it was about 95% possible that it was just natural occurrences, right? That they would find out that it was because of naturally occurring events that they were seeing things on the ranch. And now he seems to lean toward this belief in the paranormal. He does have a connection with a member of the team. He is a Latter-day Saint, Fugel is, and he actually served a mission with the current chief security officer on the ranch, Brian Arnold. On the show, he's called Dragon. And so they had a long-term relationship with one another because they did serve as missionaries together when they were in their late teens. And I think that that has helped him kind of believe more in the paranormal. In fact, he said that his experiences as a Latter-day Saint have opened him up to believing that there are multiple dimensions in the universe. So again, we have somebody who's coming in with this expectation that there will be paranormal results at the end of these scientific experiments that they're running. The other thing that I found when I was researching Brandon and this team was that there is actually a connection to the Latter-day Saints, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because when they were moving over to Salt Lake City, they were making this major migration move over to Salt Lake City. They went through the Uinta Valley, and there were reports of odd things happening while they were moving through that area in the 1840s. And so those reports also obviously would be accessible to Brandon Fugel. He would know about those things. If I could find them, he has definitely found them. And also the Deseret News, which is owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has reported frequently on this particular area, noting that there were mass sightings of UFOs and cattle mutilations and weird things happening. And so I'm wondering if then, Melanie, that Brandon Fugel came in with a sense of connection because of his spiritual beliefs, because of his faith and his religion. And now he's hoping that science will prove what he believes to be true. And he does seem to be leaning in that direction after five seasons, hoping that there is a multidimensional universe and confirmation of more than meets the eye, I guess, is the easiest way to say it.
So for our listeners, currently the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is communicating that they want to be known as LDS, but we have a lot of content from many, many decades of the Christian Research Journal, because we've been around for more than 45 years, that we have covered the theology of that church, which is also popularly known in the past as Mormons. So we do have a lot of content if anyone's interested in what Mormons, aka LDS folks, believe. So we talked a little bit about, when I asked you about this particular piece of property, did he name the ranch? And he didn't. You mentioned that it was named before he got this property. So that kind of name, I said, sounds kind of spooky, Skinwalker. That just sounds really macabre. So what is the name? How did the ranch get his name? What does the word Skinwalker mean? Kind of let our listeners know a little bit about the background of the actual name of the ranch.
For me, when I heard the word, I was definitely spooked out, right? Because it's one of those words that brings up images, right? It conjures images in your mind of things walking around with somebody else's skin, is what I imagined when I heard this word. And I actually wasn't far off. If that's what you were imagining, then you weren't far off. This story actually goes back all the way to the 1300s, and really in the 1600s. But in the 1300s, there were some Ute Native Americans who settled in that area in Utah. And eventually the Navajo tribe arrived in the 1600s. Those tribes did not get along. And there is a deep history of fighting between those tribes. And what happened, Melanie, was that the Ute tribe wanted to remove the Navajos from that area. And they worked with the Americans to oust them from that property. And of course, the Navajo got really upset about this. And allegedly, they cursed the land. And they unleashed what they called skinwalkers within the territory. So that is kind of how I think Skinwalker Ranch became Skinwalker Ranch. But what's a skinwalker? A skinwalker is a witch. And according to Navajo legend, it's a witch who has evil intent toward others. They have already supernatural powers because they are witches. And this particular type of witch can shapeshift and go from human to animal at any moment. So often we'll hear reports, I hear reports because I'm so inside of this topic, right? I can find things about this topic and spend a lot of time in it. And it seems like everybody's reporting on it, but really it's very few people. But the reports that we've heard about skinwalkers is that they appear as coyotes or wolves, foxes, sometimes bears, and they are not kind to humans. But why are the skinwalkers the way they are? Why are these witches this way? Like I said, they were already evil and they initiated themselves into a secret coven, it seems. And in order to join this secret coven, they had to commit a terrible crime. They had to murder someone. And in order to do that, they had to murder somebody in their own family, typically a sibling, which is a horrible, horrible crime. And by doing that truly terrible act, they would become a skinwalker that could shift at any point. And they would walk around wearing predatory animal skins and skulls, which would provide them even more supernatural powers. So I think that skinwalkers have become sort of a scapegoat for a lot of weird things that happen out on the plains or in the basin, at the Uinta Basin. It's easy to blame something that we don't quite have evidence of. When I was growing up in Texas, there was something called a chupacabra, which I actually found in connection with the skinwalker idea. This wolf animal that would attack humans. And there was never any evidence that was given of chupacabras, but we would definitely talk about them, especially around October, because all the chupacabras are going to come out. And it was this spooky idea that was told to children. But what we see with the show is that it's not children we're talking about. These are adults who fully believe in the existence of these malevolent witches who have become skinwalkers, who are taunting people who are on the ranch and even causing problems that include killing animals, especially.
I think a lot of us have seen some of those depictions and artwork where we see some like a human form wearing an animal skull. I guess we just didn't know that it's related to this idea in certain maybe Native Americans or First Nations religions that is related to something that's named Skinwalker. So, you know, as you noted and alluded to, there's some really odd things that are happening on the ranch, including potential ETs and these kinds of things. So tell us specifically what they claim that's happening, and maybe just even people who have visited this space, at least in the episode that I watched, just getting onto the ranch just has this eeriness to it. It just feels like something's off there. And it seems like these strange things have been happening for a very long time that have been recorded through history. So is it only recently that they're trying to put a scientific spin on some of the things that have been happening there? And what are some of the kind of things that they claim goes on at Skinwalker Ranch?
Melanie, I am going to admit right now, and I know that typically when we get comments on shows like these, there's some pushback. Oh, she was a skeptic from the beginning. Yes, I'm absolutely a skeptic. And we all should be. When we watch shows like these, we should ask really good questions and be critical thinkers about the things that we see portrayed as truth on television. But as I'm watching the show and I'm, you know, they frame it really well by the cameras, right? They make it seem and feel really creepy. And there's obviously the element of music that's used sometimes and close shots of people's faces when they're feeling certain ways. And it leads you to think, well, maybe there is something more. And I can imagine somebody who's not thinking critically when they're watching the show falling for it or assuming that what they're watching is true. So I'm going to admit that a lot of the things that they claim, that this team claims has happened on the ranch in history and now, they're really strange. We're talking about cattle mutilations, which I can define later if you'd like. Sightings of large beasts, these skinwalkers, right? There have been people who have claimed that they've seen coyotes or wolves that are three times the size of normal coyotes or wolves. And that would be terrifying. sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena, even UFOs. Travis Taylor has said he's definitely seen UFOs at the ranch. And odd physical things have been happening to people too, Melanie. There are several episodes where throughout the five seasons where people on the team or guests on the ranch have experienced really weird physical effects. We're not quite sure where those physical things are coming from. They're getting sick very quickly. And then allegedly when they leave the ranch, those signs of illness go away. But these so-called paranormal events have been occurring consistently for a while. So let's go back to the 1930s. We've already talked about the Native Americans and sort of their history. So let's jump from the 1600s to the 1930s. And there was a couple who bought the ranch and they allowed other ranchers and farmers to raise cattle on the ranch. And they spent a good amount of time on the ranch and claimed that they never experienced anything paranormal, right? So while they owned it, they didn't experience anything paranormal at all. Then the Shermans bought the property in the 90s. And when the Shermans bought the property, that's when the weird things started happening. And I'm not quite sure why. And nobody has seemed to say why those things started happening in the 90s, but the couple who'd owned the property before and lent it to so many other cattle ranchers had never experienced the things that the Shermans did. What kinds of things? Well, of course, they saw a skinwalker, or they claimed to have seen a skinwalker, which they shot at with multiple bullets, and the thing did not fall down. It didn't die. It didn't get injured, and it ran away, and they gave chase to this creature, and the creature just mysteriously disappeared. And they didn't see it again. They also claimed that they saw unidentified flying objects on the ranch, weird lights happening on the ranch that they couldn't explain. And then this is really when the concept of cattle mutilations started beginning on the ranch more frequently. They claimed that they would stumble upon cattle that had been mutilated and they didn't know why. So they got really freaked out, as I think most normal people would if they had experienced those things, and sold the property within just a couple of years of buying it. And they sold it to a guy named Robert Bigelow, who is actually the founder of the National Institute for Discovery Science. And he wanted to fund research investigating what, Melanie? UFOs and paranormal activities. So he came in desiring to discover UFOs and paranormal activities. His team researched for almost a decade, and they found no conclusive evidence of the existence of paranormal activity. They did report strange things happening in the sky, and they reported cattle mutilations, but they provided no other evidence. There's nothing else to support any conclusions that this is extraterrestrial or paranormal. And their answer to that is that often when they were recording things, their technology failed. And so you've got their cameras running and then the tech goes out right as something happens. And so then they don't have evidence to show that the thing happened. In 2016, Bigelow sold the ranch to Fugle, which brings us to now and the scientific research that's being done on the ranch today.
I will agree with you that the first episode that I watched of Skinwalker Ranch, maybe because of the editing or the claims, it just seemed to be a little bit, have a more legitimate vibe to it, I would say. And especially people who have visited the ranch and claimed, like all of a sudden there was just like an oppressiveness or like not a lack of gravity, but something weird, you know, going on where they felt really odd just walking around, that they just felt like there was something different about this whole space. So I do think that, you know, when some people watch who are skeptics who watch Ancient Aliens, it can come off as outlandish, but this seems maybe less outlandish, maybe because of the guy that has a scientific background, although you note that he's just one person. So one of the things I want to circle back is you mentioned cattle mutilation. I mean, so some of the things that are happening on the ranch also just seem a little bit more grounded in reality than people are talking about, you know, Ancient Aliens who have come, you know, many thousands of years ago or BC. But this idea of cattle mutilation, what is going on? Is that really happening to cattle on this ranch? And is it unique to Skinwalker Ranch, or does this happen in other areas as well? Or is this part of a religious practice?
Melanie, this is one of the more disturbing parts of my research on Skinwalker Ranch. I did not enjoy learning about cattle mutilation. I spent too many days reading about it and watching videos about it. And I can definitively say that I hope that it's not real, because it seems pretty awful to the cattle. It seems pretty awful. But what it is bottom line, it's the phenomenon of typically bloodless removal of animal body parts. So what this means is you're a rancher and you've got a bunch of cattle, and you stumble upon a cow who is missing important body parts, and there doesn't seem to be any evidence of blood, and the cuts on the cattle are clean, almost like a surgeon performed the removal of those body parts. They've claimed, they meaning, you know, the universal they, there have been claims that that is predatory behavior. There's, you know, predators who will eat certain parts of a cow. And then there's all the way to, this is definitely extraterrestrials. So it goes from one extreme to the other. And there have absolutely been investigations, because in the 70s and 80s, there was actually a huge surge of cattle mutilation claims, especially in the Midwest. And so a lot of investigations were done and no conclusions were reached. But claims of cattle mutilations, of course, are not unique to Skinwalker Ranch. I actually just watched an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, because I think my algorithm has definitely changed to, oh, she's definitely interested in cattle mutilations, because I've seen so many things on it now. And in this episode of Unsolved Mysteries, which came out recently, it features supposed cattle mutilations happening in the 2020s. So this decade. And the New Yorker actually released an article on this topic recently as well. Tucker Carlson did an episode dedicated to cattle mutilations. So some of our listeners might have seen that episode on Fox News. There are all types of these claims happening throughout the United States, but no evidence to show that it's extraterrestrial. It seems like the people who are investigating this really lean to the side of, this is a predator attacking specific cows, and the reason there's no blood is because other predators like ants or maggots or whatever have eaten the blood, and so there's no evidence of blood in the surrounding area of the cattle mutilation. I simply don't have a clear answer. I can't tell you what's causing these cattle deaths, but I am leaning away from the supernatural and more towards something natural, such as predators attacking these animals.
Do they actually show, like on some of the more recent coverage, are they showing purported video or actual photos that seem clear? Or is it kind of like the Loch Ness Monster or some of the, you know, aerial unidentified photos that we see there, the grainy, far away, this could be cattle being mutilated?
So I cannot remember which season this happened on Skinwalker Ranch, because I've watched so many episodes now. There's actually an episode where they focus on a cow behaving strangely. And they claim that this cow died oddly, but they didn't show up close photos. So I'm not quite sure what happened to the cow. But when they looked at the video of this cow before it died, they claimed that there was this weird black orb that was above the cow. Now, I see the black orb, but I don't know what that is. Is that a shadow from something above that area? Is it placed there later during editing? That's the question that I frequently ask myself when I'm watching Skinwalker Ranch and when I'm watching this show, because it seems almost like these orbs appear to explain away the occurrences. But when I saw the video of the cow, I didn't immediately jump to the conclusion that this was extraterrestrial. I just imagined the cow was sick and a predator attacked it because it was vulnerable, which happens in the wild, right? If a creature is dying or sick, it is more likely to get attacked by a predator because it's easy prey. And in my mind, that's what I see happening with cattle mutilations. But of course, I have never seen a video that is convincing to me that there is anything paranormal happening with cattle mutilations. And if there were, I think that would be major headline news.
So I also want to ask about their claims about unidentified aerial phenomenon, which is kind of the term now for UFOs. What kind of evidence has the Skinwalker team collected or allegedly collected regarding UAPs?
Yeah, this is another area, Melanie, where I want to talk about my use of the word evidence, because I'm using the term loosely, and I don't want listeners to assume that I believe all the things that I'm talking about. I'm simply conveying some research that I've done and letting people know what I've seen. The show's primary mode of research, Melanie, is shooting rockets up into the sky. I have really no idea why, except that they explain it as triggering UAP activity. If they shoot rockets up into the sky, UAPs appear, is their claim. And I don't know why they think that's true. I haven't really heard the science behind that specific claim, but in pretty much every episode, they're shooting multiple rockets up into the sky above Skinwalker Ranch. And I mean, it's a consistent thing. This is their mode of scientific experiment, is shooting rockets. The other way that they do this is they dig. And they dig in a specific area at the ranch called the Triangle, which is where they think is the hotbed of activity that happens on the ranch. And they try to connect the dots between the paranormal things that they claim are happening to the digging or the shooting of rockets. Have they shown UAPs on the show? Well, it's always unclear. They have shot rockets during the day and they have shot rockets at night. And then lights or orbs have appeared in the sky. And the team gets very excited about this. But it's not ever a clear video of what's happening. Either there's a tech failure and the video that was supposed to catch the amazing image failed, or they just didn't have good camera angles and they just missed it. For me, that's not enough as a viewer. When a show is claiming that there is a UFO and then they don't show it or they show just a bright light in the sky, that's just not enough for me. And I'm also intrigued by the fact that when their tech fails, the cameras that are filming them for the History Channel continue to work with no problem. And I don't understand how some tech can fail in the same region and other tech doesn't. It just seems awfully convenient to me. Of course, I'm coming in as a skeptic and I'm watching it as a skeptic, but it does all seem very convenient to me that these things are happening and we don't yet have a clear video of it, despite all of the technology they have access to.
That is really interesting. It's just one of those type of things, like it must be something weird and spooky, and yet the History Channel's filming them with their tech going out. That is really fascinating. And they are really big into that. The one episode I saw shows them in this really big kind of tech room, and they've got all these different cameras going, and they're talking about things. So it seems very official, very scientific. So I also want to know if there's anything that's happened to people on the ranch that's like you mentioned at the very beginning, where they have these suddenly unexplained illnesses or symptoms or injuries, and suddenly they leave the ranch and they're healed. What about some of those claims in terms of there's, you know, something kind of like evil or malevolent or something bad going on that, you know, it's this big risk. That's why a lot of humans can't go there, because you're going to get ill or sick or hurt in some kind of physical way because of the phenomenon.
Yeah, the show certainly makes it seem like people react physically to whatever is happening on the ranch. So we've seen rapid onset headaches. We've seen stomach aches, people stumbling, blacking out. I saw an episode last night that the guy was not even in the region where they were filming primarily. He was on an opposite side of the ranch and they were digging outside of his line of sight. He wasn't even nearby. And he heard something through the CB radio, like their walkie-talkies, and he stumbles and he falls and then he blacks out. And there's another person with him who's describing this instance and says it was really scary and I had to carry him to the truck. And we don't know why that happened. I don't either. I don't know if it was something in the area where they were, and coincidentally, they were on the walkie-talkie at the same time with the people who were digging on the other part of the ranch. It doesn't make sense to me that one person is affected and nobody else is. That's an odd thing for me as well. Like, are they being targeted and why? And these are questions the show frames. And of course, the response is that it has to be extraterrestrial paranormal. There can't be a natural explanation for this. But for me, I think that there is probably a natural explanation. Maybe the place where this ranch is located has some naturally occurring things that causes people to get headaches or have other effects happen to them just naturally. I really have a hard time thinking of ETs existing, hiding themselves, only showing themselves in grainy images in UAPs, and then targeting specific people through sound and causing them to get ill, and then magically they're better when they leave the ranch. It just seems really strange to me, and I don't have an answer, and neither do they. They don't have an answer either.
So they're just basically thinking the cause of these things are unanswerable, or do they suggest things on the show that are at the root of all these various, what they're claiming to be paranormal activities or phenomena that they see or experience are happening at the ranch?
In addition, Melanie, to watching the show, I spent a lot of time listening to podcasts featuring Brandon Fugel and Travis Taylor talking about their experiences on the ranch. I really wanted a definitive answer from them. Do they believe in these things? Is this really happening? And what do they think? And Brandon Fugel actually a couple of times said he absolutely believes in the diversity of phenomena occurring on the ranch. And he couldn't answer the question if it was ETs, extraterrestrials, or UAPs. And he even alluded to the fact that it might be angels and demons. Of course, that goes, you know, directly to his religious beliefs as well. And then he mentioned something odd in another episode, another podcast episode, that we're probably living in a zoo. And people who have seen the film Men in Black, this is going to be a spoiler, apologies, but Men in Black has been out for decades. At the end of the film, we see the camera pull out and it leads up to sort of an alien creature controlling these marbles and humanity. And this is kind of what Brandon Fugel describes as what he thinks is happening on Earth with humanity, that we're living in a zoo and we're being watched. But he couldn't explain who's doing that and why, right? And Travis Taylor, as far as he's concerned, he said he doesn't know what's happening, but he's leaning against natural explanations at this point. And of course, we hear him multiple times saying, you know, it's weird and there's no natural explanation. He does say that quite a few times. And as far as the other things that are happening, right, they've drawn some interesting conclusions, or at least they feel like interesting conclusions. I don't know that they would frame them as conclusions, but when you're watching the show, this is how they seem to frame it as a conclusion. One of the things is that there might be a portal to a different dimension on the ranch. They spent a lot of time talking about this on a few episodes early on in the show, and they drew this conclusion or this inference from petroglyphs that exist on the ranch, of some sort of drawings from the Native Americans that are spiral drawings that seem to indicate some sort of portal. And then there is a shape in the rocks that is spiral. And they brought in a Native American to talk about this. And he said, this is definitely sacred ground. And the spiral shape indicates to me that this is some sort of portal. Okay, so now you're telling the viewers that there are portals to other dimensions, or at least alluding to that fact on the show. And then, of course, we get the other things that we've already talked about. They claim that there are things that are happening on the ranch that cannot be natural. One of their theories that I thought was interesting is that extraterrestrials may have buried some sort of ship, or maybe it crashed into the ground on Skinwalker Ranch, and it's been buried over time. And that is radiating things that is causing the different occurrences to happen on the ranch. So they did some digging and found some metal under the ground. And instead of assuming that perhaps this is leftover things from Bigelow's research back in the early 2000s, in the mid-2000s, they're assuming that it's extraterrestrial. But for me, if they're finding things on the ranch and they know that somebody has already done research on the ranch prior to them doing research on the ranch, that would be my first thought. But they jump immediately to the conclusion that it's paranormal and extraterrestrial. The same is true for a lot of things that they mention on the ranch. There seems to be natural explanations that they're ruling out in favor of then extraterrestrial or paranormal occurrences.
So one thing I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned early on is in the introduction, is that there's just one scientist who has legitimate scientific degrees from, you know, well-respected four-year universities, and he did formerly work for NASA, but have they had any kind of scientific consensus? Are there other scientists not related to the History Channel or not related to Skinwalker Ranch that have looked at some of the phenomenon and have commented on it? Or is there kind of general skepticism from other scientists about this place? And also, have they done any specific research that they've published in reputable scientific journals to document some of their findings?
Yeah, you'd think as a scientist that that's what he'd want to do, right? You'd think Travis Taylor would try to get published. This is like science 101. If you're a scientist, this is what you want to do. My husband's a scientist, and he's constantly talking about publishing and peer-reviewed journals and how those add credibility to the work that they're doing. Not a ton of scientists have talked about the show, which is interesting to me in and of itself. But the ones who have seem, at least, to not be convinced by what they're seeing on the show. One of the problems that I've read consistently from other scientists is that it doesn't seem like the investigators at Skinwalker Ranch are using controls for their experiments. I'm not a scientist. So as I understand it, though, it's important to have controls for your experiments so that you can compare the data points, right? And you can determine if something strange is really happening and what might be the cause of those occurrences. Some supporters of the show, like on Reddit or other places where you can find people talking about the show, say that that kind of information would just be cut because it's not interesting for people to watch them create controls. But it would be important for us to know as viewers that they do have those controls in place. And I haven't really seen any evidence of them doing that. Another thing that I'd like to talk about is, you know, this constant tech malfunction. Scientists who are talking about this don't quite understand why it's happening, because it shouldn't be consistently a problem. Like when you're investigating things or doing experiments, typically you have backup plans and those backup plans work. It seems like their backup plans never work on this show. And then finally, Travis Taylor was on a podcast recently where he talked about this idea of publication. And he said that nobody will publish their research. And I'm not sure if he meant it's too out there to be published or they've actually pitched it to journals and they've said no. I'm not quite sure what he meant by that, but he basically said that it wasn't possible for their research to be published, but that didn't diminish the quality of the research that they were doing. And I find that interesting because, again, scientists, they really prefer peer-reviewed research published in quality journals. And I don't foresee a time where the research that they're doing at Skinwalker Ranch will be published in a peer-reviewed journal.
Now, have you made any kind of determinations? Do you have an opinion about what is causing this phenomenon? And you know, like you mentioned at the outset, you consider yourself a skeptic. So should that be taken into consideration? Well, of course, she's not going to believe any of this. She's already a skeptic and she's written things that critique ancient aliens, for example.
Yes, I have not been shy about admitting that I'm a skeptic. I do get asked this question a lot, specifically by Christians, right? They want to know, do I think there's any credibility to the claims on ancient aliens? And I imagine that they'll ask the same thing when I'm talking about Skinwalker Ranch. I'm still a skeptic. And I've watched so many episodes of the show, and there's nothing presented in my mind that is definitive. It always seems like there's an excuse given for why they're not giving credible evidence. And I just see bright fuzzy dots when they talk about seeing UAPs. I don't know what those things could be. They could be bugs catching the light. I really have no explanation. I've not gone to Skinwalker Ranch. It's not actually open to visitors. You have to be invited on the property. I'm skeptical about the illnesses. Not that people got ill, right? Like, I'm not going to question their illnesses. There was an instance where Travis Taylor got what seemed to be radiation burns, and there seemed to be evidence. I'm not saying that he brought a makeup person on the ranch and put radiation burn looking things on his face. I think people are getting sick or seem to be getting sick, but I'm not going to jump to the conclusion that that's supernatural or paranormal. I'm just going to guess that it's a natural occurrence to whatever's happening, maybe underground on the ranch or even in the air on the ranch. I also think if there was something to be found between Bigelow and Fugle, they probably already would have found it, right? We're talking about nearly 20 years of research on this piece of property, and there's nothing except for the fuzzy videos, right? There's nothing except their word saying, oh, we saw these things. I don't see any credible evidence to show that those things happened. And it seems to me that if we were funding this kind of research for so long, there would be something more credible by now. And so that's where I kind of land on it. I'm open to be proven wrong. I know a lot of people who listen to me talk about these things think I will never be, you know, open to that. No, I go in with a healthy skepticism. I'm happy to be proven wrong, although it would be pretty terrifying, I think, initially if this was extraterrestrial. But I'm just wondering why it's taking so long. Like, why haven't we discovered it already?
Well, I think I want to end by asking you about why Christians should be concerned about this. I know that a lot of Christians themselves probably believe in extraterrestrials. There has been an increase of that. I think just some of it has just been popular culture too, right? There's just a lot of interest in sci-fi stories and those kinds of things. And then especially of late, the whole phenomenon about the multiverse. So couldn't this be happening? Who's controlling this? You know, not God, because of course, most people wouldn't believe that God exists. But how should Christians answer this? Because, you know, we do, as we've published on this particular topic, look at the interest even in our podcast on certain of these shows and even some of the people that are interviewed on the shows that Lindsay's done. And it's been many thousands, dozens of thousands of views and comments, even of Christians will say, hey, I hear what you're saying, but I'm a Christian and I also believe in ETs. So during this, you know, season of paranormal, will people are going to be more willing to talk about ETs. How should the Christian respond and also think about this biblically? And what if ETs were proven to exist? Then what does the Christian do?
These are all very good questions, Melanie. And I have some ideas about where we should go from here. I think Christians should think deeply about these topics. We should wonder. We should think about things. But we should think critically about the information that we're being presented with and information that we don't see, right? We should use reason and rationality to think more deeply about the conclusions that are offered on shows like this. Yeah, of course it's going to be interesting. They frame it in such a way that we would be interested in these things. But just because something is interesting doesn't mean that it's paranormal or from out of this world. You know, I don't want to be controlled by television in my line of thinking. It feels like this show is trying to almost manipulate me into thinking that extraterrestrials are real. And instead, I would encourage Christians to think about this as an opportunity to use our knowledge about God and reality, right? These are big philosophical questions that the world needs answers to. Who are we? Why are we here? Who is God? Where do we go when we die? What does eternity look like? Now, talking about these kinds of shows gives us an opportunity to think through these topics with our friends and our family. And what if ETs exist? What if they're discovered somewhere? You know, I think they would be in need of a savior. I've alluded to this before in other things that I've written, but they would need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They would be part of God's creation, so to speak. And so I want to be careful here and remind our listeners that God does not get replaced by his creation. The reality is that we don't know if ETs exist, but there's pretty good reason to believe that they don't. The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch hasn't answered that question definitively for us. They keep telling us things are going to be revealed, but nothing's been revealed up to this point in 5 seasons. So my expectations are getting a bit low. It's a lot of speculation and almost what seems like hope from the team. But for Christians, Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." So for me, yes, the heavens point to someone supernatural. That's the creator of the world, not extraterrestrials. For Christians, we must be present in the here and now with our hope being in Christ. As one of my seminary professors used to put it, and I think this is actually a pretty common saying, we're living in the already and not yet. We wait in hopeful expectation of Christ's return. Salvation is not going to be found in extraterrestrials or UFOs, even if, and the if is a really strong if, they exist. Our hope is in Christ alone, and Christians need to be grounded in that foundation.
Well, that's a lot of food for thought, especially thinking through some of what we see in popular culture in October. But on a much lighter note, but still an October theme, I have a fun rapid fire question for Lindsay. So Lindsay, it's the fall. Apple picking or pumpkin patch?
We like to go to the pumpkin patch and we haven't gone yet in Iowa. So I'm hoping to get there before fall is over, which I'm afraid snow is probably coming sooner than I would like.
Well, thanks Lindsay for being a guest again on the Postmodern Realities podcast.
Thanks for having me, Melanie.
You've been listening to episode 414 of the Postmodern Realities podcast. Today's guest was Lindsay Medenwalt. She has written an online feature article for the Christian Research Journal. Her article is called "Strange Happenings in Utah, the Phenomenon of Skinwalker Ranch." And you can read her article for free at equip.org. That's EQUIP.org. You won't want to miss out on subscribing to the other podcasts from the Christian Research Institute. We have the Bible Answer Man podcast, which is published Monday through Friday with the best of the week on Saturday. It's hosted by CRI President Hank Hanegraaff and is available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. In addition, Hank has a podcast called Hank Unplugged. Hank takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting, informative, and inspirational people on the planet. And you won't want to miss out on the brand new podcast from the Christian Research Journal. Christian Research Journal Reads presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. It was a print incarnation of almost 45 years. It's now on the web, as you know, with new articles every single week. So you won't want to miss these audio articles of some of our most popular and most accessed articles on our website, equip.org.